Translation: out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
Manushanam sahasreshu kaschi jatati siddhaye jatatam api siddhyanam kaschi mang bhitti tat. So, to understand Krishna is not very easy thing. Krishna says, the manushanam sahasreshu, out of many millions of millions persons, one tries to become perfect. Who is going to become perfect, especially in this age? Everyone is working like cats and dogs. There's whole day working for eating, sleeping, sex and defense. That's all. They are not manushas. Ahara nidra bhayamaithanancha samanna metat pasubhi nara. No. Eating, I eat, dog eat. So what is the difference between eating, between the dog and me? He is eating according to his taste, I am eating also. The beating business is there in the dog also. Don't think that because you are eating on table, chair, plates, nice preparation. It is eating. The people are taking that because I am eating on table, chair, and nice dish and nice preparation, therefore I am civilized. The Shastra says that it may be a different types of taking the tables, but it is eating. That is eating the dog. It does not make any difference. You are not civilized. Similarly, sleeping. The dog can sleep on the street without caring for anything. We cannot sleep without a nice apartment. So, eating, sleeping, mating, simply sex intercourse. So, dog has no shame. It can enjoy sex on the street. But we have got some restriction. But the sex is there. Similarly, defense also. Bhoy. Bhoy means to take care of fearfulness. That is there in the dog and in you also. It does not make any difference because you have got discovered atomic bomb for defense. It does not mean that you are better than a dog. This is Shastri Kilka. Because he has to defend himself according to his intelligence. And you are defending yourself according to your intelligence. So this business, four business, eating, sleeping, mating and defending, these are common. Ahara nidra bhayamaitana samarnamaitana. This is common. Then what is the special advantage of human life? The special advantage is athāta brahma jigyāsa, jīvasya tattva jigyāsa. He should be inquisitive to know the value of life, the absolute truth. That is, the dog cannot do it. That is the distinction between dog and human. The human being, in the human form of life, there should be inquiry about Brahma, Parabrahma. That is human life. So, after inquiring what is Brahma, Parabrahma, Janma, Dasya, Jatha, the original source of everything, when you attain Brahma-jnana, Brahma-bhuta, that is your perfection. Not that to compete with the dog in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That is not civilization. That is not perfection of life. Nate vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu. These foolish men, animalistic, dogs and cats, two-legged animals, they do not know what is the aim of life. Nate vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu. The aim of life is to understand Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Durasaya je bahirathamani. They are trying to become happy in the bahiratha, in the external energy of God, material energy. And the so-called leaders, politicians, philosophers, scientists, they're all blind. They do not know what is the aim of life. Still, they are leading the whole society. Nate vidu sarthagatin hi Vishnu durasaya ji bahirathamanina andhajathandhai rupaniyamana stepi satantra urudamnibaddha. Urudamnibaddha. Uru means very strong, and damni means rope. Just like if I tie you with very strong rope, it is very difficult to open it, and you are put into difficulty. Similarly, we are in this material world, urudamni baddha, tied very tight with the laws of material nature, and we are declaring still, I am free, I am independent, I can do whatever I like. This is called imperfection. So long we are in the bodily concept of life and think ourselves that we are free to do anything, whatever we like, we are in ignorance, darkness. Tamo. Tamo means darkness. The Vedic injunction is tamasima, jyotirgam. Don't remain in darkness. This is darkness. Darkness means I am this body, and to fulfill the necessities of the body is the highest perfection of my life. Everyone is trying for that competition. Everyone is trying to have a skyscraper building and 3 Rolls-Royce cars and so on, so on. They think that this is perfection. Durasaya je bahirathamanina. This material energy is production. But you do not think that how many years I shall enjoy this skyscraper building. And what is my main business? My main business is how to become perfect. There are many animals within this skyscraper building. There are human beings, there are dogs, there are cats, there are worms, rats, so many things. So, to live in this skyscraper building, that facility is there even to the worms, cats, rats, everyone. Then what is the difference between these animals and me? The difference is, how to become perfect? Siddhi, Sarup Siddhi. What I am? Am I this body? This should be the question. Athātva Brahma Jigyas. Krishna says here that ultimate goal is to understand me. Bhittimam tattata. To understand Krishna, in fact, in truth, not superficially. That is required. Vedaishta sarvai aham eva vidyam. If you are a great scholar studying all kinds of literature, Vedas, then you must know Krishna. If you do not understand Krishna, simply study Vedas, it is useless, waste of time. Dharmasanushtitapumsang visakshina kathasujat notpada edratingjadi samayeva hi kevalam. you are executing your occupational duties very nicely, honestly. That is all right. But after executing your duties very honestly and nicely, if you do not awaken your dormant Krishna consciousness, then samaye vahi kevalam, you are simply wasting your time. Useless. When you understand Krishna, then it is the highest perfection. Saṃsiddhiṃ paramāṅgatāḥ. So nobody is interested. Therefore, Krishna says, manusāṇām sahasrīṣu. Out of many millions of persons, one may be interested. Otherwise, all are in darkness. So what is that siddhi? Siddhi, to understand one's constitutional position. What I am? I am trying to lord it over the material nature in so many ways. Is that my position? But I am failure. I am trying to lord it over the material nature as big man, as the minister or as the jamindar, as the big business magnate. And when I am failure, then I want to become God. That is another ambition. That is another ambition. So, this is not self-realization. The self-realization is that I am trying to lord it over the material nature in so many ways, but it is becoming baffled. Why? Why it is becoming baffled? With great endeavor, by political movements, I become the head of the political institution of the state, but I do not wish to die. Death comes, and it takes everything, my political position, my wealth, my everything, family, and anything. Mrityu sarva harascha hum. Who is taking that? That is Krishna. So when we realize that I am trying to accumulate so many things, but Krishna is taking it, then why don't you surrender to Krishna? So that he may not take away your position. That is siddhi. That is siddhi, that I am not independent. I am trying independently, but it is not possible. I am dependent. I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is self-realization. That has been taught by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver sarupai nitya Krishna das. The Brahma realization, aham brahmasmi, that is liberation from material conception of life, that I am not this matter, I am not this body, but I am spirit soul, aham brahmasmi. That is the first step of realization, self-realization. But that is not final. The final realization is that I am eternal servant of Krishna. That is final. So long you do not come to this position, the final constitutional position, that we are eternal servant of Krishna, the knowledge is lacking. There is no perfection of knowledge. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanam Anti. After many, many births, Jnanavan, when one actually self-realized, in awareness, fully in knowledge, then he understands Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is the supreme, everything. I am simply part and parcel of Vasudeva. Eternal servant of Vasudeva. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Samahatma Sudullava. That kind of perfect person, Mahatma, is very, very rare. to understand that I am eternal servant of Krishna. My only business is to serve Krishna. That is my constitution. I am part and parcel of Krishna. This finger is part and parcel of my body. Its business is to serve the whole body. I ask the finger, come here immediately. This is the normal, healthy condition of the part and parcel. That's why leg is my part and parcel of the body. As soon as I ask leg, please take me there, that is normal. And if the leg cannot take me there, I have to take some stick, that means this is not normal. It is disease condition. It has to be treated. Similarly, as soon as we find that we do not abide by the orders of Krishna, we must know that you are in ignorance and in abnormal condition. Madness. That is my duty. Krishna does not require my help. And still he says, Sarvadhamman Puritajya, Mamekam Saranam. That is my good. If I surrender to Krishna, then that is my benefit. Krishna does not require my service. He is omnipotent. But we are so rascal, we think, why shall I surrender to Krishna? This is imperfection. So when you come to this point, that you abide by the order of Krishna and surrender to Him, that is perfection. But they do not do that. Namanga duskitunam murha prapadante naradhama. Maya puritagyana asuri bhavamas. Why they do not surrender? Not because duskriti, no. Always acting sinful activities, duskriti, no. And mura, rascal, he does not know his own interest. Nati vidu sarthagating Vishnu. Mura, rascal. And then naradhama. Naradhama means lowest of the mankind. This human body was given to him by material nature to understand me, to surrender to me, but he will not do this. Therefore, lowest of the mankind. Now he is so educated that this is nonsense. If he does not understand Krishna, what is the meaning of education? There is no education. Maya puritagyana. Why these things have asuri bhava? It's defying Krishna. Defying God. What is God? I am God. This is the position. This is the position always of everyone who is in this material world, and especially in this age, Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga, they are all first-class fools. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Mandasa manda matayo manda bhagya upadhita. Prayana alpaya ayusha kalau asmin yuge. The Kali Yuga is very difficult yuga. Ignorance, they fight, quarrel. Only fight, quarrel. Kali means fight. Therefore it is called Kali Yuga. So in this age, especially the inhabitants, they are manda. Manda means all bad. Nobody is good. And sumanda matayo. Everyone has got his conception of perfection. All bogus. Sumanda matayo. Why this is? Manda bhagya. Because they are unfortunate. Everyone does not know what he shall eat next morning or in the evening. Everyone is in need. Scarcity all over the world. Manda samanda matayo, manda bhagya, and still they are disturbed, so many. Especially with the increase of Kali Yuga, people will be disturbed by two things specially. What is that? Scarcity of food and taxation. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Dudbikha karopirisa. Karo means taxes. The people will be embarrassed for want of food at the same time every year increase of taxes. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Dudbikha karopirisa. See, though so much disturbed that they will give up their hearth and home and go away in the forest. Dudbikha karopirisa. Achinna dardarvina gacchanti girikananam. Dardarvina. Money, wife, children, everything they will be disgusted. Now it is impossible to maintain. Let me go away. Gacchanti girikananam. So, this is the Kali Yuga position. So, 5,000 years ago, when Krishna spoke about Bhagavad Gita, at that time the position was manushyanam sahasresu. So, sahasra, now on account of Kali Yuga, manushyanam millionesu. Because it has increased. The Kali Yuga has increased. Not sahasresu, and the percentage has increased. And millions. Therefore, nobody is interested in this Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to give the highest perfection of life, but they are not interested. They want to remain like cats and dogs and suffer the consequence. Prakita kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimulani. This is going on. So, Krishna consciousness movement is very difficult to understand. But by the grace of Krishna, it has been made very easy. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Kalau dosa nidhe rajan asti jeko mahanguna. It was explained by Sukhdev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. He described the faults of the Kali Yuga, but he encouraged by one verse. My dear King, there is one very nice opportunity in this Kali Yuga. Kalau dosa nidhe. Dosa nidhi, it is the ocean of faults. But there is one very nice gain in this Kali Yuga. What is that? Kitanadeva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Parambhaji. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one can become free from all the troubles of this yoga, Kali Yuga, and Mukta Sangha, and he becomes liberated and he goes back to home, back to God. So take it very seriously and make your life perfect. Thank you very much.
If anyone has any question. How does a person become more humble?
That he has to learn how to become humble. Tenadapi sunichena tarurapi sayo. If you preach Krishna consciousness, so many people will chastise you. The government will not allow you to go on the public street, and you will not go to visa, you will be refused to enter. So you have to tolerate all these things. That is humbleness.
Srila Prabhupada, you state about the African that the food that they do not know what to eat tomorrow. And in fact, like here, it's very hard for them to understand Krishna consciousness. So my question is, what can we do?
Go and chant Hare Krishna and give them food, they're hungry, then it will be successful. Chant Hare Krishna, let them come and dance with you and give them prasadam, they are hungry. It will be success. It's not difficult at all. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching to the mass of people. You chant for 4 hours, and after finishing kirtan, he'll give them sumptuous food to eat. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing this. So you can do this. You collect money not for your eating, but for distribution of prasadam. That is equal. And if you do that, Krishna will send you. Jovakhemam bahami aham. There will be no need. We have got about 102 centers. And each center, there are so many people, up to 250. And not less than 50. So Krishna is sending their food. There is no scarcity. We do not do any business. We do not go to serve any office. But Krishna is sending. 102 centers, average 100 men, how many? 100 into 100? 10,000 men we are feeding daily. Apart from distribution of prasadam to others. So Krishna is sending them. So you can attain. Everything belongs to Krishna. He will give you supply. You have to attempt only. So chant Hare Krishna and distribute prasadam. Your movement will be successful.
Srila Prabhupada leave, what about if now we went out for distributing, for example, and then we make them to chant Hare Krishna that time. And then if we leave them, they forget, will they become purified?
Yes. You go constantly, kirtaniya sadahari, tinadapi sunicena tarorapi sahisnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. The program is that we should chant 24 hours Hare Krishna. If not, as far as possible.
Srila Prabhupada, you said that by chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you can go back home, back to God. So if you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, you are not following the regulations, not reading the books, can you go back to God?
Begin chanting, then everything will be all right. Begin chanting, then all other things will be adjusted. Jena tena prakarena mana krishna nivesha sarvi vidhi nishedha su ritayo riva kankara. There are vidhi nished, regulatory principle. If you see that you are unable to follow, then chant Hare Krishna sincerely. Then you will be able to follow the regulatory principle. Automatically.
Srila Prabhupada, because in fact we are falling, and sometimes I would like every time to think about Krishna.
That will save you. If you simply think of Krishna and talk of Krishna, that I think we discussed this verse in this morning. If your mind is always absorbed about Krishna, then you are going to be perfect. Somehow or other, you think of Krishna. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. Madhyaji mang namaskar. This is the chance you are giving. Everyone can think of Krishna. Here is Krishna's form. Everyone can chant Hare Krishna. Everyone can offer obeisances. Everyone can offer some fruits and flowers. This is the opportunity. Manmanabhava madbhakta madhyajimang namaskar. These four principles. Then gradually develop.
Srila Prabhupada, how may we best approach the rulers and the leaders and the politicians to interest them in this?
You simply go and chant Hare Krishna.
Just the same.
That's all. He flattered them. That other day you told, our preaching process is this. Dante nidhaya tinakam padayu nipatya. According to Vedic civilization, if one approaches before you with a straw in his mouth, that means he is fully surrendered. That is the sign. Therefore, Prabhupada Saraswati, he is speaking that with a straw in my mouth, dante nidhayatina, dante, teeth, padayo nipatya, I am just falling down at your lotus feet and I have come before you with this straw, very humbly. Dante nidhayatina kam padayo nipatya, kakusatam krityacha, and I am flattering you 100 times. Then naturally any rogue, any rascal will be pleased. All right, you can speak something. If you become so humble and meek, there is no man in the world who will say, no, no, I am not going to hear you. Of course, there are many rascals, they will say, that I have no time. So, anyway, generally people will hear. So, when he says, all right, what do you want to say? Dante nidhayatinakam padhavu nipatta kakusatam krityacha ahangabha. He is sadhava. He is again flattering. Oh, the great sadhu you are. Although you know he is a great rascal. Still, I love to speak to him. This is the process of preaching. Is that all right? You tell him, oh, you are a great sadhu. Then he will be, yes, yes. You are right. You are right. What do you want from me? Tell me. Then you can say, he sadhava, sakalam eva vihaya dhura. Whatever askeldom you have learned, please forget. Please forget. Then what I have to do? Chaitanya chanda charane kruta anuraga. You become adhered to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. That is my. Yes. So I have brought this Chaitanya Charitamrita, 17 volumes. If you kindly take this, so they will take. They have got money. And if he reads one line, he'll be perfect. This should be your process of preaching.
So, Srila Prabhupada, I heard you ask, you said that by animals they have a low inferior end. So, after death, what kind of body will they get?
According to your karma. That I have repeatedly said, did you not hear?
He's asking about the animals.
The animals.
What kind of body will they take in their next birth?
They have got evolution by nature's process. They have got evolution by nature's way. Jalajana valakhani, thavara lakhavinsati, kinvaya rudrasankaka. First of all, aquatic, because the whole world was full with water. So there was animals, aquatics. So as the land became visible, then jalajano lambulakkhani sabura lakkhavinsati. Sabura means the living entities which cannot move. That means trees and plants, vegetables. So from aquatics to vegetable life, then worm, reptiles, then birds, then beast, then human being, then civilized man. there is chance of becoming perfect. So nature brings you up to the point of human form of life. Now you make your choice. Athāta brahma jīgāsa. And if you misuse the cats and dogs, then again go to the aquatics or cats and dogs, according to your karma. That they do not know. Therefore they are called mūrhas. They are very much advanced in knowledge and science and money-making, but what they are going to take the body next life, they do not know. Mūrhā, nābhijānā. This is their advancement. Therefore they refuse to believe that there is next life. That is one solace. Oh, there is no life. Vaśyabhūtasya dehasya kuta punarāgamana bhave. This body will be burnt into ashes and he is coming back again. They don't believe. Because if they believe the Shastra, then it will be a horrible affair. But therefore they do not believe. But if believe and not believe, things are going to happen. That's all. That is laws of nature. If you don't believe that you are going to die, it doesn't matter, you have to die. If you don't believe that I am not going to become an old man, no, you believe or not believe, you must become old man. This is nature's law. So you believe or not believe in the next life, you have to accept it. Krishna says, tathā dehāntara prāpti dhīrastattva namuhiyati. So your belief or not belief doesn't matter. Nature's work will go on.
Regarding karma, one does his job every day, and if he spends some time in the evening in chanting Lord Krishna, do you approve this?
Oh yes, why not? Salpamapi yasya dharma satrayate mahatova. If you think of Krishna once, that will not go in vain, that is recorded. Sarpama piyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Just as Vajamin, at the last stage of his life, he chanted Narayan, he became liberated. So something is about Krishna, is very good. And you will get chance to increase. If you believe by chanting Hare Krishna you will be liberated, then why 15 minutes? Why not 15 hours? What is the loss there? If you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, what is the loss? Is there any loss? Then why 15 minutes? Chant Kirtaniya Sadahari as long as you can. Now chant Hare Krishna.